I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A man of many words, Phil Kessel, had a hat trick last night. He said this.
We need the win. I think we can get better, and you know, we just got to improve each game.
Yeah, and Jack Johnson said Phil Kessel's real good.
That's what Phil does. He's a game breaker. He's a guy who can put the puck in the net, and he does those things that you can't teach.
Okay, so here we are with it. The Penguins get a win 4-2 over the Vegas Golden Knights, a team that's having that Western Conference champion hangover, I guess. They're not playing all that well. Nonetheless, the Penguins weren't either headed into this game. So what the Penguins did is they tightened up some on defense. They played stylistically a little bit different. They didn't play as free-flowing, and they weren't good in the first period, but then they got it together. That being said, this was a style win, I think, for the Pittsburgh Penguins, a 4-2 win before they head off to Montreal. I don't know if they can win like this all the time, but they did what they needed to do to get back on track, and it's the kind of win you say, okay, go out there, put your nose to the grindstone, get it done, and find a way to win. And that's, for me, what happened. They found a way to win with good goaltending and a good individual performance from Phil Kessel.
Yeah, without Kessel, maybe it's a 2-1 loss. I don't know, but I think the way that second line plays, Kessel, Malkin, and Haglund, they're going to open it up for you, which gives everybody the confidence that they can sit back and play a more disciplined game, and you can bust out some of those. I mean, the passes made by Malkin on the first two and by Haglund on the third one are all ridiculous passes to set Kessel up for each of those goals, and it looked a lot like a classic matchup of a team who's on the road, especially from out west, playing on a back-to-back night against a team who hadn't played in 4 days. Penguins came out rusty, looking a little out of it in the first period. Vegas was on fire, outshot them 16-9, and then things caught up to everybody in the second period. Penguins got their legs going. Golden Knights started to lose theirs a little bit. Again, back-to-back nights out east instead of back home in the west, and it looked like the Penguins figured out the game was being played in the second period.
A really nice win for the Penguins. And by the way, follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. A really nice win for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But if you put what is the identity of the Pittsburgh Penguins, again, after like four games or whatever, they haven't played all that many games.
Yeah.
Three games.
Yeah.
If you put the identity of what are they, and you go ahead and stretch it out towards the holidays and get to Halloween, then you get to Thanksgiving, then you get to Christmas, I don't think the identity of the Pittsburgh Penguins will be what we saw last night.
No.
I think it'll be based a lot more on turning defense into offense, getting the puck up the ice, zipping through that neutral zone, and going and playing a much more free-flowing style. You have to be careful not to get into that dreaded Globetrotter zone that we've been in the past couple years at times. But that was a just get it done and find a way to win. And I'm okay with it. There are times in which, as a football team, you got to go out and you just got to squeeze out the clock and run the football. There are times with a baseball team, you just got to go and play a solid defensive game and string together a couple hits, and it's really not who you are. Times as a hockey team, you just got to tighten it up and play a style in which you've got to take care of everything that you need to take care of, and you're just zone responsibility and do what you're supposed to do, and that's what happens.
And this is one of those ones that Sully can probably point back to when they get a little bit deeper in the season and say, hey, remember back in October when we didn't want to, but we remembered to play defense for the second two periods against Vegas? That's what was more impressive to me than anything. The fact that they looked a little rusty in the first period. They didn't look like they were totally with it after being off the ice for 4 days. And they came back out in the second period and just took over the game. That's what was more impressive to me.
I thought Oleksiak was super good. I thought that
Oleksiak and Schultz together. Oleksiak and Finnish kid. Ricola. Looked really good together. Schultz and Johnson and Letang and Dumoulin. You didn't see nasty turnovers by the defense in the neutral zone. It was a solid game, especially second period on.
One of the questions was the infusion of Ricola. He played 18 minutes, almost 19 minutes, and I thought played really well. Oleksiak has proven to be a guy who's come in here and been able to get out there and play. He plays a ton of even strength hockey. And Oleksiak's a guy that gets out there and just plays solid, plays responsible, and isn't a guy that's going to give you a ton of flash, but a guy who you can count on.
The nice thing about Ricola, too, because Oleksiak is so steady in that way, is that Ricola was kind of free, it looked like, to kind of just play his own game. And not, he didn't look tight at all for a guy playing his first National Hockey League game. He was laying the body early on. He was skating with the puck. He was making plays. He looked very comfortable out there.
Yeah, I like it, Jim. And for me, you could talk all you want about Kessel, and you should. You could talk all you want about DeSmith, and you should. But that defensive pairing was oh so solid, and there should have been a spotlight on Ricola because it was his first game. People wanted to pay attention to him, and I thought he really answered the bell last night, that defensive pairing.
Yeah, Oleksiak was saying before the game, I was talking to him yesterday after the skate, was talking about how, you know, sometimes the Euros have this, there's like a stereotype that they're soft, that they're not physical players. And he said, you know, Ricola is. He'll hit you. And we saw some examples of that last night. He was credited with four hits. There was a nice crunch along. I was sure it was the sandwich of the game against the boards. And it was a good thing. He looked like he fit right in.
And you know what that's going to bring up now? When does Olimata get back in? Like that whole stuff.
Because, well, somebody will get hurt.
Right.
Because that's just the way it goes.
But you can't take Ricola out now. He played too well. They were the best defensive pairing last night. There's no question to me how good they play.
We saw our first line shuffle of the year too. Horny going down to the third line and Rusty coming up to the first line.
So. Yeah, I thought it was a just figure out a way to win kind of game, and you have to have those during the course of the year. Just that's not going to be stylistically what we're going to do, but just figure it out and get it done. Yeah,
Phil, you keep cheating, Phil.
Yeah, go ahead.
It pays off.
Leak out a little bit if you need to.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.